Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
well, normally that would be the case.
Here's what I tell everyone.
But not today. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scotty today. He's got a deal, got a couple things going on. Busy guy. So I said, hey, you and our buddy Justin, Newshound Justin, we call him, are going to hang out, and we'll see what sticks here. What's on your mind? Friday edition. Happy June 9th. Welcome to the program. We're at 7 past the hour. We've got a lot of things going on. We want to know what's on your mind. That's the whole point of the show. So lots of ways to reach out. Call us. That's the best way. We love to have the conversation, whatever we're talking about, whatever's on your mind, 701-271-1100. If you want to shoot us a text, 701-237-1590, or you can drop the email studio@flagfamily.com. If you want to leave a message, you can do that as well, 855-200-1776. We got a lot of open phones this hour. We're just talking about whatever. The top of the news cycle, Justin, is the Trump indictment. I'm really concerned for Donald Trump. It's just shocking to me. First president in history, that is ready to, he's gonna be arrested, and he's clearly a criminal, and none of these other people are guilty of anything. Are you worried about it?
I mean, for all the reasons everybody is, right? I mean, he's the front runner. This has never happened in history. That's why these people are getting in, right? They see what's happening. You know, the other presidential candidates actually on the Republican side, because, like, well, if he's not standing, we want to be.
What happens then? I mean, you know, how is he not? Everybody says that all of this nonsense and all of this, you know, this witch hunting makes him stronger, makes him, you know, just emboldens his base, no question. And it's kind of a joke again because you have to look at New York and whatever. But I think this all helps him.
Yeah, I do too.
It's like the swamp on parade.
Yeah, I do too. I do worry though. You know, there's been some analysis out there of people saying, well, you know, you and I, no problem, but it's the independents and the people that say, look, this guy's got a lot of baggage going on, and, you know, heaven forbid he's in jail when the election happens, right?
He's never going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still vote for him, but, you know, here's the thing, like, even with Burgum jumping in, I don't know what's going to happen there, but I will say this, is that, you know, there's naysayers about that too, with the whole Bill Gates thing. Look, we got to get behind whoever it is, people, for whatever, you know, you never Trumpers out there, you got to, like, get with Trump. You know, you people that are never Burgums because of the Bill Gates thing, you got to get, I mean, we can't go on the way we are with President Biden today. It's just, and worse, Kamala.
Oh, my, there's
you
no
guys,
way.
Because you guys
no
know
way.
There's already people saying that she's going to be in the presidential office before the end of the second term, if that happens, and I believe it.
There is no way you field that team. Well, first of all, let's go back. There's no way that Joe Biden is the nominee. There's no way that Joe Biden will be in the 2024 presidential race. You cannot field that team at this level of, well, they have no approval. I mean, what are they? They're not even at 30% on some of them. So there's no way you're going to put that team on the floor of the field. So then it's like, okay, first of all, how do we tell the starters that you're not playing anymore? Yeah. How do you tell, hey, sorry, man, you know, you just don't have game. We're going to go with somebody else. How do you bench this team and put in the backups? And then who are the backups? Well, sorry for the sports analogies, but that's how I think.
Well, there's been talk this last week that, I mean, as crazy as there's two things that are crazy, that Obama could come in as vice president, for real. And I've heard, you know, there's still the, you know, Gold Michelle wagon as well, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if anything, but they got something up their sleeves because they see the same thing that you and I do with all the polls and the disapproval and or his approval, whichever. And it's, yeah, it's not looking good.
If I was writing this playbook, I would say, all right, we're gonna whatever we're gonna do with Joe, we're gonna do it by the end of summer. He's gonna announce that he's decided that he's not gonna run after further consideration and consultation with family and friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he can say, hey, you gotta be honest, you know, getting a little older,
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Yeah, you know, hey, I might be missing a step, so it's probably in my best interest to just. And he'll just say he's not running. He'll finish his term, which then opens up the gates. There's no way, if I'm writing the playbook, that Kamala Harris is my new starter.
No way.
No way. So you've got to have her come in and say, although she's given it much consideration, et cetera, she just doesn't feel ready. But she is going to, at that point, she'll go, but please welcome, fill in the blank.
Well, and
whoever it's going to be. That's the, please welcome your new starting quarterback, or whatever.
You know, before Tucker went out, right, one of his last shows, yeah. He was talking about Newsom. And, he's definitely one to watch for sure. I mean, I don't think he could get the support, but then again, too, Obama came from nowhere, people. Just remember that. I remember those days when he was just coming up in the primaries, and I thought,
yeah.
This guy's not going to.
Right.
You know, there you go.
That's a great point. And what is from community organizer, activist, and did he even serve in Congress? He went right to the Senate, didn't he?
I think it was just the Senate, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Well, of course, that was corrupt Chicago politics, too.
Well, yeah, you got to look exactly where he came from. Meanwhile, the southern border, we'll say that. Meanwhile, in cities like Chicago and everywhere else, it's meanwhile at the grocery store and the gas pump, you know what we're dealing with.
And that's the thing you hope for is that voters wake up and like, look, this can change. It can get better. I mean, it can get better. You know, we're an obviously big, big oil drilling, energy country up here, right? Honestly, if you can, I'm with Trump there 120%, where if you can, get lower that energy cost, and I know that, it was funny, Obama, if you remember on the campaign trail with him, gave him, that line about, well, you can't just wave a magic wand and make that happen. Well, he did, folks.
Well,
and lower energy.
It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Literally not anything near it.
Lower energy would help this whole problem. Everything.
Yeah.
And it's our security.
I mean, if we, let's say the biggest thing in demand is M&Ms, and we have the ability to make awesome M&Ms, lots of M&Ms, but we're letting other people make the M&Ms, and we're not getting the deal out of it. We're not, even though we're sitting here on our hands waiting to make massive amounts of M&Ms. And what happens when you flood the market with more M&Ms? Well, the price of M&Ms comes down,
yeah,
because more people are doing it. That's what we're sitting on. I know that's going to be part of Burgum's deal. It's going to be part of his main thing is going to be on energy, the Bakken, what he knows about it, what we can do, unleash the drill baby drill thing. He'll be all over that.
It should be on all of their slates, right? I mean, this is what it's.
Yeah. It is.
You want to get the economy humming. You want to get inflation down. Produce more energy.
And it's on all of their radar. That's what I've been saying forever is that this GOP race is all a run for second. As long as Trump's in the race, he's going to stay in the race. Every one of these folks is going to say the exact same thing. We need to build the wall, secure the border. We need to get back to energy independence and being a net energy producer and actually selling energy instead of buying it. He's going to go right down the line on crime, on back to police, on backing law enforcement in the blue. The economy, as we said, the economy, energy and national security, and we're gonna get your kids in there too. We're gonna be talking about education and the woke nonsense there. That they're all gonna say the same thing, and they are saying the same thing. And the problem that they all have is that Trump said it first and actually did it.
Yes.
So that's kind of my.
And that's what everybody said. I think Scotty had said that weeks ago is that he doesn't have to prove anything getting a second term. He's already done it. He just needs to be out there. And, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, weigh in. What's on your mind? 701-271-1100. You can text us, 701-237-1590, or studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. I don't know if you saw this. It's Friday, and it's National Earl Day today. National Earl. You know an Earl? Ever know an Earl?
I do.
Any
not
Earls
know
in your life? I had a couple of friends named Earl. Yep. In fact, I had a gentleman named Earl that worked for me. And his wife, they called Earl's. She said, I said, what's your name? She goes, oh, you just need to know I'm Earl's Pearl. And her name was Pearl. I'm Earl's Pearl. And happy Earl Day today. It's also Profess Your Love Day, National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day today, National Donald Duck Day, because Donald's birthday is 89 years ago. The first Donald Duck cartoon premiered. It was My Little Hen, I believe, was the first one here. I want to check this, too. Yeah. Oh, The Wise Little Hen. The Wise Little Hen, Donald Duck, on this date, 1934. So what does that make him, 88, 89? So happy birthday to Donald. You know, I could always, I'm good at voices. I always have been good at voices.
I want to hear one of these.
I could never do Donald Duck. I can do the sound, but I can't make a word out of it.
All right, when we return from break, I want to hear Jack Nicholson.
Oh, you do you? All right, then. We'll see what we can come up with. It's What's On Your Mind, 701-271-1100. Justin the Newshound hanging out with Kevin Flynn here in for Scotty today. June 9th edition of What's On Your Mind. Dial us up, email us, text us. Let's get going. Come on now.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It's the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, lunch specials, and we talk about them all the time, every location. They've always got it going on. And I want to give a shout-out to my favorite backup, to if you're ever at any PetroServe, forever and ever, it was the 4 for $4, okay? 4 for $4 was four items for $4. It was a total killer, unbelievable deal, which is a personal pan pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce soda. Because of the way the world is, it kind of dipped below the radar for a while, brought it back, 4 for $6. Still, think about that. That's a killer deal. So it doesn't rhyme as well, the 4 for $4, but the 4 for $6 is still a strong call. If you know, there's Swedish meatballs, there's always a great lunch special, but if you always want a good backup, just remember that 4 for $6 is there for you now at all PetroServe USA locations. Also want to put a shout out, they're hiring. They're a great company, great benefits, great hours. They work with you, great pay. You can find out more and check out the openings and at which location at PetroServeUSA.com. Helping America fuel better. All right, 701-271-1100 is the number. Weigh in on a number of things. Ben's in Rolog wants to chat about Greta Thunberg, the lovely Swedish environmentalist actress that keeps us all motivated to be green. Ben, how are you? Happy Friday.
Good morning, my son. In the environment, I listened to a guy the other night on the internet, and he was talking about CO2, which is, you know, everybody thinks it's killing us. Well, he said for the optimum environment, you should have 160 parts or 1,600 parts per million CO2. And he says that's for optimum plant growth because plants need CO2. So 1,600, he said the United States is at 400 parts per million. So when it comes to CO2, he said we need more CO2 to optimize growth. And yet you've got crazy John Kerry running around the world burning up millions of gallons of fuel saying we've got to stop CO2.
I know.
And yet, according to this guy, we're low on CO2.
The Ben, you're breaking up just a bit. Thanks, bro. Yeah, there's so many that are talking about the actual numbers of carbon dioxide. We need it. We need it to grow things. We need it for a lot of things. My thing with all of the carbon capture stuff is like, okay, wait a minute. First of all, is everybody doing this? Is this a global effort? I mean, is every polluting country taking all of these steps because it's that bad, and are they doing what they need to do and sacrificing and paying their tax dollars and having to buy electric cars in 10 years that none of us can afford? Is that happening in China and Pakistan and India and all of Asia, anywhere?
I'll answer that rhetorical question.
Yeah, please.
China and India and all those countries you mentioned, they are just laughing their you-know-what's off at us.
Of course they are. No one cares.
We're going to produce the heck out of this, and you guys keep doing what you're doing over there.
Yeah, and everybody that makes the pipeline, the carbon, that captures the thing, that drills the holes, that does, that's all, you know, money that's coming through grants and green money. That's I don't get it. Dana's in Valley City. Few observations he's made. Dana, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Kevin. Yesterday I was trying to get on with Kevin Kramer.
Yep.
And I was going to hit him on his lack of substance. I'd asked him several questions over the last year on Ukraine. So I'd written everything down. But anyway, my observation on him is that he comes on the program, and I believe that he keeps talking and talking and talking to avoid more questions. That's one observation on him.
I am with you on that. Yep, I like Kevin. I'm with you on that.
I don't know when Kelly Armstrong. Okay, I don't know when Kelly Armstrong is coming on again, but I remember that I asked him a question before the election on what the Republicans' short and long-term plans were for the debt, for our national debt and our spending. And he went through, see, I went back in the archives and listened yesterday, and he went through all these things that the Republicans were going to do. And then at the end of that conversation, Kevin, I said to him, remember, Congressman, at this point, that is all just talk, talk, talk. And I'm going to hit him on that because everything he talked about, they did nothing in that debt deal. And I just feel like this shows between him and Kramer, we send in the Democrats send in their MLB hardball players, and we send the T-ball team. We're talk, talk, talk. And say what you will about Trump. I'm not a big Trump fan, but he kept his promises. It's time for the Republicans to start selling something to the middle class of America, and that is the America First platform. And that's what I'm going to start hitting them on, is why they are not for that. Because I believe that is what's going to save America and the middle class. So those are just some observations.
No, I love it.
Because I'm going to write everything down for Armstrong that he said, and I'm going to hit him with his own words, because I'm not tolerating talk anymore. So thank
you.
Dude,
you're spot on. I like Kevin Cramer. I've known Kevin for a while. I've known John Hoeven. I mean, but I'm just tired of politicians. I'm tired of political speak. I'm tired of word salads. I've said, Kevin, you know, I told him, I'm like, dude, yes or no? We've got 8-10 callers lined up, and I know he likes to get, I give him credit because he likes to get specific on things so he doesn't have to answer it twice. As, you know, certain things, but it goes on. It's like, dude, you can, I can answer that in two sentences. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Can I make one observation?
Yeah, you bet. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I make one? Yeah, okay. When he was on the program a few weeks ago, he came on and he said, you know, the Democrats spending in debt. He has been in office for 12 years, Kevin. How many balanced budgets have gone through there? How many endless wars has he kept funding for 12 years? And the debt is a Democrats' problem? See, that says that Republicans, we've got to dig deep and really find some solutions. Because America's at a point, we need answers. We need tough men and women right now to make tough decisions. And those 12 dissenters in the House that they call that, what are they? They're standing on principle and truth. And those are the two most they're the most lacking things in Washington.
Let me name some names for you. Dana, let me name some names for you. And Justin, you do this too. Let me name some names for you, some new faces that have come on the scene in the last few years. You tell me approve or disapprove. Let's start in the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I don't know how principled she is anymore. I think Washington's kind of gotten to her, but you know,
I approve her.
I think she's down for a lot.
Yeah, I approve her. Matt Gaetz. Let's go to the Gaetz.
Another keeper.
Yeah,
Jim Jordan.
Love it. Love
Jim Jordan.
No more.
Jim Solid.
I just feel like they're all pulled so much politically that it's hard.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying is that you're spot on, Dana. I think guys like Cramer, even Cramer and Hoeven, Armstrong not so much. They just remind me of more like almost just career politicians. So just saying, and that's their job is to get elected and get into office. But we're looking for fight.
Yep, fighters.
That's what I keep coming. I'm done listening to the word salads of the world and the political speak of the world. I stop talking and answer the question. What are we going to do specifically about the border, about crime, about the economy specifically? What's top of the list? First thing we have to do, and then show me the rest of the list. Stop talking about it. And that's what people, again, we'll go to the Senate, the guys like Josh Hawley and what's going on in the Senate, too. Those are what we're talking about. You got to fight, bud.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not. You're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flint sitting in for Scott Henin today. Scotty's got the day off, taking a long weekend. Actually, it's a working day off today. But our buddy Justin Davis, Newshound Justin. We have a lot of Newshound friends.
Here I am.
That like to hang out when we're just hanging out. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. What an amazing, you have to discover the Mary difference from undergraduate programs, grad programs, online evening learning. They make it so easy. And, you can get ahead in the summer. And with the online option, and it's an education that's, I mean, you're talking about a quality education that you can afford. The University of Mary offers so much more than just the education too. It's literally an education of the mind and soul at umary.edu. umary.edu, and go Marauders. At the helm, quarterback, former Davies graduate, Jesse Forknell leading the Marauders this fall. I'm so excited for Jesse. He's got the starting nod. And I've never been to a UMary game. We're going this fall. That's see awesome. Jesse play. So go Marauders, and it's just an awesome, beautiful campus. Right now, with a lot of graduates thinking about what's next, consider the Mary difference, umary.edu. All right, Mark is in Williston, 701-271-1100 is the call in line. We'd love to have the conversation. We've got open phones going this hour, 701-271-1100. Wanted to talk about the school board elections. Is that in Williston, Mark? What's on your mind? Good morning.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, that's in Williston. It's the school board recall for District 7. It's going to be June 13th. I don't know. I haven't really heard too much advertised about it, but we want to get recalled the school board because we don't need them going down to California to find out how they run the schools down there. We need to stay in Williston and run our own school boards.
Tell me about that.
We need to find out where millions of dollars went.
Well, tell me about this California trip, or break that down a little bit. What happened there?
Well, I don't know. They haven't gone yet. And that's why we need to get new people in there so they don't go down there. I mean, it's a waste of money. I mean, I think it's a waste of money because I really don't care how California is messed up enough. They don't even mess up North Dakota, too.
Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, plus there's millions of dollars that they're not accounted for. So we need to get some new representatives in there, new school board, not representatives, but school board members. And we're trying to get John Wapensnick in there. He's a good conservative Christian, and he's going to do a make sure we get an audit in there to audit the books to find out where all the money went.
All right. So if you're in Williston, so part of the school district in Williston, make sure you're part of this. Find out more about it. Get involved. That's what we keep saying. You cannot sideline any of this anymore. We can't armchair quarterback any of this anymore. You got to get in the game.
Yeah, that's just it. And we need to get conservatives in there and not so-called, you know, rhino Republicans, if that's what they want to call themselves. But they need to stop spending money they don't have. Like they're trying to get the two new schools built. They don't have the money, and they're already planning. They've spent millions of dollars just for the specs for the architecture stuff. They need to account for what they've already spent, because as a senior citizen myself, I'm not going to give them any more money. So, I mean, they plan on the schools, I think, in 2026 or something like that.
Gotcha.
But if they can't account for what they've already spent, and cut back on their credit cards, because they got credit cards out there that nobody knows what's going on with them. So, but John Wapensnick, he's going to get in there and fight for us.
All right, Mark. Well, and again, if you're in Williston, you're a resident, follow Mark's lead on this. Get involved. Find out more. Some quick searches will find you that. And by the way, if your plan as a school district is to go to California to figure out what your curriculum is, you're doing it wrong.
My goodness.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't know how you look at anywhere, really, not just California. Look at this country. And I'm a huge advocate of tomorrow shutting down the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. Just shut it all down. Find them a job somewhere at the IRS or wherever, whoever needs help. Just disperse them. Change the building into condos and shut them down. The Department of Education is a multi-billion dollar teat that sucks on the federal budget like you wouldn't believe on the federal budget, that does nothing. We get Common Core and standardized testing and, you know, 3% reading rates. And gender studies. And tomorrow. Shut down the DOE tomorrow. And to think that you have to go to California or Illinois
not to go if you're trying to model.
Well, and that they're going to somehow, oh, wait a minute. There's a thing called the internet. And if I type in a solid conservative curriculum or just a good, sensible curriculum. Oh, look, all sorts of things come up. You can, you know, and these people think it's 1950, you know?
Well,
seriously.
That's a good antidote, too. I mean, Williston, I have a good friend of mine. She's out there, and she has some kids near there, and, you know, they're infecting these small areas, right?
Yeah,
with this liberal ideology. It's terrible.
Yeah. Let's get some wing wisdom in here. Fred is in wing. Fred, my friend. Some wing wisdom on Doug Burgum's announcement. What's on your mind, my friend? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, Kevin. Nice to hear from you. I don't get a chance to listen much, but I'm listening today. You know, candidate Burgum, now, we need to do some reflecting. First of all, I can remember a few years back where he was, you know, am I right when he said he was the one, his big company that he made all his money on, did testing for medical testing for things like COVID vaccine?
No. Yeah, his company was Great Plains Software.
Yeah, but wasn't he bought in on it with the other guys? Wasn't he part of that?
You know what? I don't know enough about it. I'm not sure. I think I heard something about that, but again, I'm not sure on that. It might be one of the ones he invested in helped get going, but yeah.
All right. But anyway, that company has been found out that they made a patent on the COVID-19 test in 2017 before there was even a disease. So that's just something to float out there, folks. I can remember Burgum going in there and talking about how we got to get rid of these drugs we can't have hydroxychloroquine, we can't have this, we can't have that. Go get tested, do this, he's doing everything. And Bill Gates is his buddy, we know that. Charles Schwab, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, they're all part of the World Economic Forum. Bill Gates is part of that World Economic Forum, our governor's best friend. And now they seem to be all out for this one world type government.
Fred, I got to tell you, I'm going to push back on one thing. I've I wouldn't call Doug Burgum a friend, but we see each other, and he knows my name. I know his name from back from when he was married to Karen, way back to the Great Plains days, and have known him through. And when he told me about Bill Gates, because that's the big hit he takes. And I know he knows Bill Gates. They did business deals together. When he sold Great Plains to Microsoft, Bill Gates is the one that wrote him the check. And then Doug was part of Microsoft's part of their leadership team for what, 6, 7, I don't know how many years that he was with them until he sold and he started another deal and then he's got Kilbourne Group. The guy's a staunch businessman. Now I can tell you that his college roommate, my friend Fred, Daggett, I know very well, and we've been at WeFest quite a few times, and Doug comes over from Pelican Lake, and he's there. I truly, in my heart of hearts, don't believe that he's best buddies with Bill Gates, that Bill Gates says anything and Doug Burgum does it. That's one part I don't have a horse in this race. He's not my governor, but now he's a candidate for president. But he's not my governor. I just know him from back in the day when we would be at TGI Fridays, a Bud Light Friday night, and the Microsoft crew would roll in, or the Great Plains crew would roll in. I'm just saying. I can just tell you that I don't buy any of the Bill Gates runs him kind of stuff. I don't believe that.
Even if he's not, they're part of the one. He's part of the one world order. I mean, I'm talking about trying to pull our political system here, our conservative party here in North Dakota, into this. And they're into it with the pipeline, with the carbon pipeline. They're into it with, I mean, even our guys in Washington, all of them are in. They went to the World Economic Forum. These people are all in it. I'm just saying, be careful, North Dakota.
Gotcha.
Do we want our Republican Party to be running from the one world order?
And you always want to be careful.
And Burgum is right in with the whole bunch, telling us that we should do this stuff. So people, they're going to be exposed. The prophets are saying that they're going to be exposed, and there's going to be some new stuff coming out, even a new laptop. And these people are going to be exposed for a lot of stuff. So let's not get too far down the rabbit hole here in North Dakota.
Yeah, no doubt. And great stuff, Fred. Love you, brother, and some wing wisdom. You know, one thing he does have to do, and the guy that Scott had on from Forbes, Rich, I forget Rich's last name, but he was talking about now, it was like, now what? Okay, the guy, you know, you got to have 25 million minimum sitting around. You're going to run for president. Okay, here we go. Nice big stage, lots of friends and family around, and boom, I'm running for president. Da, 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 now what? He said, well, first of all, you're talking about 40,000 donors. Organic donors that have to come up with money. That's a number of people, not a number of money.
Primary, right, or something?
That's part of the getting on the debate stage.
Okay.
And the next chapter is that Rich said he's a, and then he's got to pull 100 upsets in a row. He's got to pull an upset. We're going to start in Iowa, New Hampshire, where the primary is going to take him and the road he's on right now. And he's got to pull 100 upsets in a row. So the road is, I mean, it's very long. It's way uphill.
But I'll say what I said in the beginning, right, is we have to get behind whoever it is, period. I have the same reservations I've heard, you know, as far as Bill Gates that he mentioned. You know, Trump's got stuff. But Dana, the last third, fourth caller back, said it really well. Said, I don't love everything about Trump. You don't have to. You don't have to love everything about Doug Burgum. But what you have to do is vote for whoever this is, this Republican nominee, and get them in office. Otherwise, how do you like what we have now? Do you like that?
That's exactly the point. I mean, whatever team we decide,
it doesn't mean we can't fight back on some
right.
of these things or call them out. But at the end, we have to get on board with them.
And I think we're way too, like Scotty likes to do Trump or DeSantis stuff. I think we're way too early on any of that. I'm not gonna make that call yet because we talk about who these people come out of nowhere. Look at what Clinton did. The governor of Arkansas is from Hope. Who's this dude? And they played saxophone on Arsenio Hall, and all of a sudden, boom. So I'm not gonna put any of them out. Trump's clearly the guy to beat, though. But I'm going to wait, and you're spot on. We got to let this process play out, watch the debates, watch the thing as they go through the primary, and the winning team will be the winning team. And, yeah, they're getting my vote, no doubt.
Hero Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Scott Hennin has the day off. Kevin Flynn sitting in. One of our main listener buddies, Justin Davis, Newshound Justin.
Hello.
Going to do a get up and hang out with us. And good morning. Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. We're about 11 in front of the top of the hour. Next hour, we're going to be chatting with Michael Reagan on the program. Michael is Ronald's son. And as we approach Father's Day, a week from Sunday, we're going to just hear some things about his dad. And we're during the week, it's kind of kicking off of Celebrate Dad Week. We're going to see if we can get a few odd to talk about it. And the word, the rumor is that what I'm working on is to get Sarah Huckabee Sanders on, the new governor of Arkansas, to talk about her amazing dad, Mike. So we're kind of coming up with a few kids that we want to have on to talk about their awesome parents. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. That's a Steve Robertsall and the team there. They, John, the whole crew, they're really phenomenal people. No pressure. You can shop fast. You can do it at home. They've got the inventory that other dealers don't. You can do it all online. You can build the vehicle of your dreams. They've got an amazing selection of certified pre-owns. They'll get you an instant trade offer if you need. And you can also schedule service and just do everything literally online or stop in at Pucklich Valley City. And that's P-U-K-L-I-C-H. That's how they spell it. Pucklich. P-U-K-L-I-C-H, PucklichValleyCity.com, 721 West Main in Valley City. Steve and the team, call ahead if you got any questions. There, like I said, and you know, there's still some really affordable money out there. I mean, there's some 1.9% financing. Hard to find any more 0% money. Really tough. But there's
lots of good incentives these
days. They'll hunt that 1.9 for you, and they've got some different credits and things they work for you. Great team. Call them ahead with any questions, 701-845-3071. 845-3071, or better yet, stop in at 721 West Main in Valley City, PucklichValleyCity.com. They say, hey, we'll drive, and you ride with us. Or you drive, and we'll ride with you. That's what it is. No, they're not driving. You're driving. They're riding with you. All right. 701-271-1100 is the number to call. Have a conversation. Good phones there, first couple segments. We're open phones for the final segment here, and then, like I said, after the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Michael Reagan. Text in 701-237-1590. A number of them. Let's see here. Where did we leave off? Bear with me just a second. Stuff there. Here's one. My question for the show today is, when is enough enough? How is it possible that we are spiraling out of control down to a third world country where you cannot political hit jobs one after another, like this indictment against Trump to stop him from running against president, against this absolutely, he's a turd, let's just say, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. How is it possible? Well, it's possible because we're a civil society. But at the same time, it's like watching a toddler. You're tied to a chair. I love this analogy. Watching these people do what they're doing is like being tied to a chair, and you're watching a toddler wander around the room with a loaded weapon. I mean, it's terrible now, but
analogy, actually.
I've kept it. It's like, and there's nothing we can do. It's like all we can do is stay in the fight. All we can do is stay in the fight, but then it always comes up now after 2020. Well, the fight's rigged. Fight's fixed. So why should I stay in the fight if the fight's fixed? We gotta unfix the fight. We have to. We have to, or we're done. I mean, I'm past the point where I'll live all my days and somewhere in the woods. But for our kids and our grandkids, we have to unfix this.
Well, and among other things too, listen to Mark Levin on his Convention of States argument. He's got a good path there for us too.
That is a thing. And the more I read about it, the more I like it. We have got to rein this in. This is just ridiculous. And no one's on board. And no one. Let's see here. I'd like to ask your listening audience a question. Who should Doug pick for vice president? If Doug Burgum got
Scott Hannon.
I don't see that working out. But, hey, I like the...
I'm just thinking about future guest hosts.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's good.
A little bias.
Yeah. I think what people are missing in the Joe Biden trip and fall episode is he wouldn't have gotten up on his own. I'm waiting for Joe Biden and Dianne Feinstein to be wheeled out on stage with IV drips attached to their wheelchairs. How far have we fallen? Or how far we have fallen? Talk about clinging to power. Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at these. And this goes for both. Look at McConnell. And these. Bleh.
Well, every time I look at, like, the Dianne Feinsteins and that other one from Pennsylvania.
Fetterman?
Yeah, Fetterman. His name escapes me. And some of those others are having health problems. I go back to, you know how they were just railing on Trump when he first got in?
Yeah.
That, he wasn't up for the job. And then he goes
He's
out and he does...
Diet Coke!
Coke.
He does all these tests.
Drinks Diet Coke.
Yeah, he gets McDonald's on the plane.
Yeah.
He's healthier than probably the last 10 presidents we've had.
Yeah, but nobody ever put a camera on Obama when he was smoking two packs a day East Lawn. It's sad. It's just a cling to power. Kevin, hey, guys, the leak about the upcoming Trump indictment was done yesterday solely to distract from the news that Congress has proof that Hunter and Comatose Joe received $10 million from Burisma. That's the document they saw. And one of the people finally going to say enough of this BS. I wanted to get to a clear... Harris Faulkner had Nancy Mace on talking about the convenience of the way this thing dropped. And then she went on with the Trump side. Then she went on to this stuff they have on Biden that Comer showed everybody now. It's $10 million in their pocket. At what point do we actually have a hearing?
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.